Well, we're talking with Jim Baker from VFW Post 6507 in Chassel about the kids' ice fishing tournament coming up here this Saturday. And Jim, just real quick here, tell them again how they can find out more information about the ice fishing tournament.
481-6200. The Post does have a Facebook page. If you just through Facebook look for Chassel VFW Post, you'll find our Facebook page, which has copies of the posters on there. Or they can just come on down to the Post on Main Street in Chassel. We'll have registration open Friday evening until probably 10 p.m. or maybe a little later. And then registration will continue Saturday morning from about 6:30 a.m. until 10 a.m.
All right. Well, the ice fishing tournament sounds like it's going to be awesome. It looks like the weather might switch around for Portage Lake and Chassel Bay for the kids. I know that the fishing has been a little slow for walleye, pike, perch lately, pretty much everywhere, not just Portage Lake and Chassel Bay, but I've seen it where you get a change, a big change, especially in the winter, now that the snow's all melted off, the light is getting through, and the fish are going to feel more comfortable, I think. It could happen that they turn right on for this Saturday. What have you been hearing?
Well, that's certainly what we're hoping for. We tend to get a mid-February doldrum on Portage Lake and Chassel Bay. And in typical years, that doldrum starts to turn around the end of this season, and hopefully this weather change, like you say, with the clear ice, light getting through, fish are getting active, getting ready for spring. And so, yeah, it's been tough, but we're hoping that it turns around in the next few days, and we get some nice fish on the ice.
Well, I would just want to reiterate, and I just looked at a couple of posts online, forums online. I'm seeing between 15 and 18 inches of ice everywhere on Portage Lake and Chassel Bay. I think it could be a good weekend. Let's just hope it turns around, and this is a great event for kids. It doesn't cost anything, right?
Doesn't cost anything. Just come on out, have a good time, and get your kids outside and take them fishing.
All right, let's give them a quick tip here for somebody that may not be used to fishing on Chassel Bay or Portage Lake. Maybe something for walleye, perch, pike. What kind of tip could you pass along to help some kid out that might be headed there to go fishing with their dad or mom?
Oh, that's a good question. The sky's the limit pretty much, although typical approaches would be for pike on Chassel Bay, tip up with either a frozen smelt or thawed frozen smelt or a sucker minnow or a chub down below. Probably a foot or two off the bottom is the best place to target them. Walleye, similarly, a foot or two off the bottom with a jig and a live minnow is the most common approach. And then for perch and crappie, either a small minnow, a waxworm, or wiggler. And it really helps to have a flasher or some other depth finder to find the fish in the water column. Otherwise, just search for them in between the top of the water and the bottom of the water with a little bit of jig, and then move it a couple feet and then jig again and see if you can find them that way.
Well, let's hope the ice conditions aren't too slippery and you get a little bit of snow and folks can get out and go fishing. It's the Kids Ice Fishing Tournament for VFW Post 6507 in Chassel. I appreciate your time, Jim.
Oh, thanks for having us on.
This is The Outdoor Show.